This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I am honored to welcome to the studio Gary O'Connell, who celebrates 25 years serving the city of Charlottesville. 25 years tomorrow, is that right?
Tomorrow.
That's great. Congratulations, sir. That's really wonderful.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you would like to say congratulations to Gary O'Connell and share your memories of his service to Charlottesville. The first thing I have to ask you is how you get into, I'm assuming you study public administration, but is that what you were thinking you wanted to do when you were a kid growing up in Tennessee?
There's a little bit of a story behind how I got into city management. I went to Hamden-Sydney College and got a degree in government. And one of the professors was talking about local government and asked me if I knew anybody in local government. My father's best friend was a city manager. So that's really the long ago connection. And then I went on to get a master's degree, focused on urban management, city management kinds of things, and started working in local government almost 32 years ago now. I worked in Tennessee for a while.
And just started in Charlottesville in 1981. And then became city manager in
1995.
So what are the biggest differences between what they taught you in grad school and what you have since discovered on the job?
People.
Is there something? Dealing with people?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest part of the job is people. And I, you know, most of what my work in graduate school, thinking back, is, you know, budgets and paperwork and all that kind of thing, which is a big part of a job. But the biggest part is working with people, working with city council, citizens, all the employees that the city has. So I think it's...
How many employees is it again?
We have 950 overall, if you sort of add it all up.
Yeah.
Utilities and transit and all the basic service kinds of people that we have working for us. So it's a big organization. It's a big business. I mean, part of my job is running a business and the other half is policy advisor to a city council and implementing their policy. So it's sort of split in half doing those kind of things.
Gary O'Connell, our guest city manager for the city of Charlottesville, explained that this whole structure to folks because I know for a fact it's a mystery to a lot of people. The city manager, the city council, are you on city council? What does city council do if you were there? And explain this whole, the history and the nuts and the bolts of a city manager form of government.
There are a couple key things. One is I'm appointed by the city council to run city government. It's sort of like the CEO of a business. So I have the responsibility for the day-to-day operations following city council's lead. So the appointment is... happens on an annual basis usually. And as everybody knows, the city council's elected. So they're providing the policy and the guidance and leadership for the city, and then I help implement that. And then we have a team of people that work for the city to try to implement those policies and provide the basic services. We're a $150 million business. So we're a good-sized business, I think, relative to a lot of businesses around the city or this region. The idea of the council manager form of government goes back to the early 1900s when there was a lot of corruption in local government around the country, particularly the larger cities, and an interest of civic leaders to try to bring professionalism into local government. And so the idea of having a professional be the chief administrative officer in a city was how it all got started. It got started in Stanton. Interestingly enough.
That's amazing. Just right over the mountain.
And then moved over the mountain in 1913. So this form of government's been here, I think, 93 years if I've done my math right.
1913, of course, back then folks should know, just to put that in perspective, the city didn't annex the land around the University of Virginia until 1916. So this is back when the city just went not even to the corner over by UVA.
A couple blocks.
Yeah. Talk about some of the... Some of the things that you've seen in Charlottesville in the last 25 years. I mean, we go back, when you got here in 1981, the downtown mall was literally brand new. I mean, that was a sort of a 1970s project. And I don't even think in 81 that it was complete. It expanded west.
There have been a couple phases. I actually was here in 1972. My wife went to the University of Virginia. So I even go back before the mall when the university was still all men, small university. You know, the changes in the university, the growth in the community, the Rao not Row, Hydraulic Road Kroger.
Yep, yep.
Was a drive-in movie theater, for those that remember way back when. That was the edge of the city, essentially, when my first memories. And then when I came back in 1981, it had expanded some, and the Fashion Square Mall had started. But, I mean, just watching the growth of the university, the growth in the community, I mean, there are big, big changes that have happened in the 25 years I've been here.
I think Fashion Square Mall is, what, March of 81 or March of 80. So that was right when you got here as an employee for the city. The Fashion Square Mall opened way out in the middle of nowhere.
And then the evolution of the downtown. I think now we're probably one of the more successful downtowns in the country, but it struggled for a number of years.
Talk about that a little bit, because aren't there a lot of cities out there that tried the whole pedestrian mall scene and it didn't work for them? Explain that, and then explain why did it work here in Charlottesville?
I think part of it was timing. It was done a long time ago. The city leaders at the time, I think, had a vision of what it could be. I think they caught it at the right time. This is a different, unique community, and the people that have made investments downtown, particularly some of the larger ones, have been unique people. Wasn't necessarily a business deal, but something they saw that could ultimately be a good business deal, but would help draw and attract people downtown. The city took a pretty major leadership role that a lot of cities are not willing to take. The Omni was a very controversial project for years, but it really helped, I think, anchor one end of the mall and start an investment on the mall, and then some private development investment have occurred since then. But you go back 30 years ago, there was a recent article about Stan Epstein's The Hardware Store. He was the first one on the mall. It's in, I think, a lot of people's memories, clearly my memory. You could walk downtown at night and there was nobody there. So it's, you know, dramatic changes, the restaurants, the arts, the entertainment. The people living downtown is probably another factor. There was slow people living in the upstairs of a lot of the businesses, and then there started to be specific residential development that started to occur that I think kept people downtown. And then things like the skate park, the movie theater, recently the pavilion, have brought thousands and thousands of people downtown. And so I think we've turned the corner on that.
Gary O'Connell is our guest, the city manager for the city of Charlottesville. He celebrates a quarter century serving our community tomorrow. 977-1070 is the phone line. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Charlottesville right now. Gary O'Connell is our guest. He is the city manager for the city of Charlottesville, and he celebrates 25 years tomorrow serving our community. Gary, what's so interesting, we were talking in the break about the fact that Charlottesville has had a city manager form of government since 1913, and yet only three city managers. And that's remarkable.
Well, three city managers in the last 65 years, I think.
Okay.
It is, which is, if you look nationally, that's unheard of. And I mention that when I go to the Conference of City Managers and they all look at me like I'm crazy or something. I mean, most managers will stay 5 or 10 years and move on to another community. So I think that's good for Charlottesville. I think it's been good for city government of having some stability there, and I think it speaks well for the community.
Yeah.
With the leadership that we've had. Jim Bowen was the first city manager that I knew here, and then I worked for Cole Hendricks for a long time, and then I've been city manager for the last 12 years.
Any unforgettable moments in your tenure thus far, 25 years with the city of Charlottesville? Any?
You know, the two that I guess jumped to mind were my surprise at every time we bring up dogs, how much energy there is behind it. Sometimes there are big crowds there. There's a lot of excitement. We've got a dog issue on the council agenda Monday night, but it always seems to bring out lots of people, and that always surprises me. It's just a hot issue whenever it comes up. Probably the other unforgettable one was the Second Street Mall crossing. Showed up to the council meeting, and the chambers were packed, and we had to put people downstairs watching the meeting on TV. I think that's the hottest public issue that I've been involved with since I've been in Charlottesville, which is, I think, pretty surprising. You know, opening up one street on the downtown mall becomes the hot issue, but it really was.
You remember that? People had the, developer Lee Danielson was from California, and folks had these signs that said, "Don't Californicate our mall."
Yeah.
Remember
that?
I actually remember as a young cub reporter for the Seaville standing out on the mall with you and a whole bunch of other people, and we watched the first trolley. The city trolley
go across
the mall when the mall opened up for the very first time that afternoon, a beautiful sunny afternoon. And we watched it go across, and I remember you saying, "Yeah, that works. That looks okay."
Although I have to tell you, personally, I'm not a fan of it. But I think it's worked. I think it's good for the businesses downtown. They seem to like it. We've got a pilot at the other end of the mall that we'll evaluate again next spring.
How does that seem to be going thus far?
I think it's...
Comments on both sides?
I think the businesses like it. It's convenient for people, but I see more use later in the evenings and when it's not so busy on the mall. But people do use it to cut through it or try to get to the parking garages, and that was the intent, was to make that connection.
Yeah, and of course, originally, Lee wanted to open it up so that you could actually drop people off and pick kids up at the movie theater.
Yeah, and I think he actually had an agreement, because every movie theater, most of the movie theaters are in the suburbs, and so you can drive right up, drop people off, and so they wanted that same arrangement. But it made it a huge deal to take what most people, I think, see the downtown more like a park.
Yeah,
and to
yeah.
mix cars with people, bothered a lot of folks, and it's still, you know, a topic of debate. But I think we're probably past that one.
Now, is Charlottesville? I tell folks when I give my little history slideshow, my dog and pony show, I always say this is one of the most successful pedestrian malls in America. Am I accurate there?
I think I only know of two others in the country that are similar to ours. One's in Boulder, another one's in Burlington. Interestingly enough, college communities, and then Charlottesville.
Yeah.
There are a number of them around the country that were built at the same era as ours was that have been taken out.
Really?
Just because they weren't successful. Businesses thought it, you know, either destroyed their business or they couldn't operate a business there, and so they opened it back up to traffic. But ours has been, it's had its ups and downs over time, but I think we finally found the happy medium of success, and it keeps growing. But, it's a different mindset of not being able to drive up in front of a store.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if there's any testament to the success, we've got these condos now down there that people pay $2,000 and $3,000 a month just to live near that mall. And there's more buildings going up. I mean, we were talking with Mike Ferruggio of the City Planning Commission in the last hour about all the 9-story buildings that are going to change the skyline of Charlottesville over the next 5 to 10 years. It's going to look very different, isn't it?
I think so. And I mean, one of the dreams probably 10, 15 years ago was to have people living downtown that could work downtown, could eat downtown, shop downtown, and we're starting to see large numbers of people that are able to do that. And part of, I think, the vision for the future is to try to make connections with our transit system so people don't have to use their car, can move around the downtown community back and forth to university and never get an automobile.
Right, right. You have seen, Gary O'Connell is our guest, city manager for the city of Charlottesville. You've seen a lot of councils come and go. Some, I'm sure, are your favorites and some maybe not, but that's a lot of public servants that have come through those doors in City Hall.
Yeah, I think Charlottesville's had a real spirit for civic leadership and also an understanding and a willingness that you do your duty and you step aside and newer, younger leadership, new leadership with ideas comes in and takes that place. If I had my count right, I was over the weekend trying to think about this. I think I've worked for 17 different council members.
Wow.
So there's, a lot of different opinions, a lot of energy that comes from city councils. They are the policy leaders in trying to set some direction. And I think the city of today, I think, is the vision of people 25, 30 years ago that put some things into place. And when I first became city manager, the reversion issue was a big issue.
Yep,
you remember that.
I do.
That we should become a town. I think lots of people thought the city was going down the tubes and could not afford the services that we can provide and all kinds of other issues. But I think we dramatically made a turnaround. And part of that was trying to look to housing and bringing people to live back in the city. And that's occurred in thousands and thousands of housing units that have been built the last 5 and 10 years.
Gary O'Connell, the city manager for Charlottesville, has been serving our community for a quarter century. Tomorrow celebrates his anniversary here in Charlottesville. Thank you for your service to Charlottesville and to all
Thank
the
you.
Folks here over the years.
I've enjoyed it.
And continued success. Keep up the good work.
We'll keep having fun.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.